Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm sure many of us have asked, why does the church have divine service on June 24th, which this year falls in the middle of the week, to celebrate the nativity of John the Baptist? While preparing for this sermon, I came across a quote from one of Dr. Martin Luther's sermons, which was helpful to understand why we come together on this day. Luther wrote, "This feast of St. John the Baptizer is not observed for his sake, but for the sake of his office. For, as we heard his father, Zechariah, say concerning this son, John is to be praised because he draws people unto Christ and into Christ. Therefore, this festival is not so much about John as it is about Christ himself. So also, his festival is nothing but an honor and praise of Christ." John, who leapt in his mother's womb in the presence of our Lord, is that prophet foretold by God in Isaiah chapter 40. A voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." John was not the promised one. He was not the one to save us from our sins and free us from Satan. Rather, he was significant as the last of the Old Testament prophets who would go before the Lord to prepare his way. He proclaimed a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as well as preaching about the nearing of the kingdom of God. He became the link between the Old and the New Testaments because he, unlike the prophets before him, witnessed the fulfillment of God's promise of a Messiah, and thus his office shifted from prophet to preacher and minister of Jesus as Christ. The festival of the Nativity of John the Baptizer reminds us that God keeps his word of Scripture to his people. For as John's ministry was foretold and fulfilled, the even greater fulfillment is in Christ, whose way John prepared. This is the reason we celebrate 6 months before Christmas, the day when Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary. The incarnation, when true God became true man, is so great an event that we kneel at the words, "and was made man," in the creed. But why was it necessary? Sin has corrupted the world since the fall in the Garden of Eden. Man rejected the gifts of God given freely and abundantly. Adam and Eve sought to stand in the place of God, and they fell. From that time on, the heart of man rebelled against God. As was the case with Adam and Eve, Abraham, the prophets, and John the Baptizer, that they were mired in sin, so are we today. We do not fear, love, and trust in God above all things. We do not love our neighbors as ourselves. We hold to our own desires and earthly things such as money, power, and leisure. We hold these to be more important than God's word and his promises. We look in disdain at what he has provided with, or provided us with, and we greedily want more. Our original sin would have abandoned God's gifts. Apart from God, we would be destined for eternal punishment. Yet God, in his infinite love and mercy, continued to care for his creation. He promised a Savior, the Messiah, to Adam and Eve, who would crush the head of sin, death, and the devil, and set his people free. This Messiah, John heralded as the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sin of the world. Jesus, as true God and true man, was incarnate to redeem his people from their sins. He willingly came forth into the world, willingly suffered, and willingly died on behalf of a people who willingly rejected him, that they might have eternal life. On that cross, he crushed Satan's head, defeating him and all his powers eternally. And yet not even death could hold Christ, for on that third day, he rose again from the dead, that all who believe in him would have eternal life. And so, John's baptism was the forerunner of the baptism that we receive, in which we are given the triune name of God and receive the forgiveness of sins. For through baptism, we have been crucified with Christ, that with daily contrition and repentance, our old Adam, who rebels against God, daily dies. Having died with Christ, we will also rise with Christ, both daily as a new man emerges in innocence of blessedness, and eternally when our eyes open on that last day and we step forth from the grave to live with him forever. All of this is ours through our Lord Jesus Christ, whom John the Baptizer confessed and preached. Therefore, with John, we confess Jesus alone to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, through whom we might live eternally. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith with Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.